Thanksgiving, fucking holidays, food, family, football, and even my family bitching about the Bears' performance. I spent Thursday 1,000 miles from the nearest immediate family member, and yet I felt right at home thanks to voicemails like this one from my brother.
So Mike Tyson, let me make one thing perfectly fucking clear. If Jay Cutler gets hurt because of your offensive ineptitude, I will quit my fucking job, I will walk my ass to the airport, I will whore myself out till I have enough money to buy a one-way ticket to Chicago, fly there, rent a fucking car, steal it if I don't have enough money, and drive it straight through your fucking bedroom window. Just so I can find your goddamn playbook and piss all over it.
There's a distinct family resemblance there, isn't there? He's right, though. Of all the infuriating shit that happened on Monday, and my God, was it infuriating, it was Tice that was the fucking worst. Holy shit, I mean, it's not like fucking tight ends are catching any passes, so why the fuck not make use of them to block the guy going through our tackles like the goddamn Kool-Aid man through the fucking wall? Oh, yeah? Oh, no! I get that Tice is fucking learning how to be an offensive coordinator, but he's supposed to already know how to be a goddamn O-line guru, and yet his years with these clowns have seen us allow 3 of the highest individual game sack totals in the Bears' history. But most infuriating thing is that I can't even wish for him to have to stand behind his own goddamn leaky sieve of a line, let Alden Smith tee off on him because we can't fucking ask Cutler and company to go through yet another fucking offensive coordinator. So, that leaves us just hoping that the fucker figures things out fast, because I don't want to see another promising season go down the shitter alongside yesterday's Boston Market Thanksgiving family feast, which was excellent, by the way, all because Tice has created the Maginot Line Lakeside. For fuck's sake, I'd rather stick my dick in the mashed potatoes and watch that damn game again.